Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And today we're talking about what's your plan when the shit hits the fan? Do you even have a plan in place? Are you just living each day as it comes and hoping that nothing bad is ever going to happen in your life, or no eventualities are going to take place and just life will stay the same? Are hoping life will get easier day to day, are just living in the moment, which is absolutely great. Living in the moment is super. Who doesn't love to live in the moment? But it can be a bit reckless if you don't have any plans in place for yourself and your loved ones for any kind of eventualities that could occur. And it doesn't have to be catastrophic. It doesn't have to be doomsday prepping. Although that was really, did you watch that show? That was a really good series. Doomsday preppers, and I think they personally, that's a bit too far for me, but I definitely think it's responsible to prepare, and because you know that shit's going to hit the fan at some stage, and it can be for whatever reason. I'm not really worried about the reasons why shit hits the fan. It could be someone has stolen your phone, panic. It could be aliens landing and trying to take over the planet. It could be whatever you think could possibly happen, whatever kind of natural disaster or situational disaster, financial disaster or health disaster that could possibly occur in your life. It is prudent to take whatever measures you can and take whatever precautions you can and put a plan in place to ensure that you have a bit of a smoother ride in the future, because things are going to happen. You know, you're going to get older, you're going to your body is going to kind of fall apart. You could have some big expenses that you didn't foresee. There could be some natural disasters. You could just be stuck without electricity for a while. Your power could go out. Of course, your power does go out, it always goes in the winter when it's freezing and you need your heat. Christmas Day, your oven could pack in, or you could lose power and not be able to cook your dinner. There's millions of ways that stuff could happen that's unforeseen. And there's a whole industry around this whole notion of shit hitting the fan. And in particular, I mean, it is something that interests me, but balance. I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole. There are actually people out there that are willing the world to end. They can't actually wait for something to happen so that they can employ all the tactics and the plans. That's not me. I'm definitely not that far down the path, but it definitely interests me. The people that I like to listen to are those with military backgrounds. I have no military experience myself. The people with military backgrounds really have thought about everything, and they've used a lot of ingenuity. So if it's something that interests you, definitely have a look further afield and get into it a little bit further yourself. Preparation against shit hitting the fan. So here's the ones that I'm recommending, and here's the ones that are fairly doable for us straight off the bat. Health preparedness. So how do you become health prepared? Well, basically, keep yourself as fit as you can. That sounds really obvious, but some clever people I know that knew they were going in for surgery basically got themselves as fit as they possibly could, so that after the surgery, their recovery was a hell of a lot quicker. So they tried to remove all excess weight. They tried to make sure their joints were all in very good working order. So when they went in, had the surgery, the recovery was a hell of a lot quicker instead of it being slower process. So that's pretty smart. So to be able to handle massive amounts of stress, massive amounts of adrenaline, you need to be fit, you need to be in shape. So did you need another excuse for daily exercise? If you did, there's a perfect one. It doesn't have to just be about aesthetics and how we look to other people, or it can be literally about survival. The fitter you are, the better your chances are survival, the longer your longevity, and the better quality of life into your older life. You should definitely consider health insurance. I'm not working for any provider, health insurance provider. Although if one would love to sponsor my podcast, I'm absolutely here and willing to listen and very open to any suggestions. But I'm not supporting any kind of health insurance or the health insurance industry. And it is what it is. but it can be peace of mind knowing that you never want to use it, but it's peace of mind and knowing that it's there. So have a look into any kind of health insurance, and you don't just have to go with the big players. There's a lot of different ones. If you actually look, you can insure a single body part. So depending on the industry that you're involved in, have a look at health insurance. Okay, the next one, financial preparedness. So really, I didn't start a pension until very late, but really, I should have started the day I started work. And that's what I'll be telling my kids. And that's what I'm telling you to do. The second you turn 18 and you start a job, put something towards your pension. Start an emergency savings fund. So you need a little war chest. It doesn't have to be a lot of money. €1,000, $1,000, £1,000. That's a lot to put a dent into any kind of emergency that comes your way. So you need an emergency fund. If money was there, if you had the option, you should insure anything that you think is going to be difficult to replace. So it's all about protecting your income, protecting what you have. You should have a look at, so insure, there's so many different types of insurance. Again, I'm not a broker and I'm not an insurance agent. I'm not an insurance salesman. So have a look at it. See what suits your lifestyle and protect what you have in events like that. That could be, I don't know, catastrophic events or dangerous events are just shit hitting the fan events. So have a look at whatever insurance is available on the market that might suit your needs or to protect your assets. Speaking of assets, the more of a positive asset portfolio you have, the better prepared you'll be. The more passive income you can potentially generate, again, the better financial stability you're going to have in the future, and you're going to protect your income for yourself and for, because I mean, what happens if you can't work? What are you going to do? It would be great to have a little bit of passive income or an asset portfolio or insurance, etc., etc. And I know we don't want to think about that. What happens if I can't work? But I mean, it happens to so many people, and guess what? They weren't expecting it. So you should really have a think about it in your timeline. The next thing is self-sufficiency preparedness. So self-sufficient preparedness. So this is one that I'm not really going to lecture on. None of this is lecturing really, but I'm not going to lecture on it because I'm still very much underprepared in self-sufficiency. I've done a lot, but there's a lot more I could be doing. And the same goes for you. Have a look at your water usage, your your sustainability. So where you get your water from, your water treatment process, your food, your clothing, definitely your energy, where you're getting your energy, your renewables from, your use of plastics, all of this kind of, not just, the benefit is it does help the environment, but it's not just about helping the environment, which is in and of itself is an absolutely super goal, but it makes you less reliant on the very things that could take you out of it if a shit hits the fan scenario. So to be over reliant on any of these areas is to be not self sufficient. The more self sufficient you are, potentially you could save money, but your survivability in a bad situation increases if you're more self sufficient and you're saving the planet. What other reasons did you need? Have a look at it, not as a chore, but as an interesting exercise. Have a look at your lifestyle and see what changes you can make. Just do what you can when you can. That's what I live by, because what else can you do? Just do what you can when you can, and have a think about it. Now, it wouldn't be me if I didn't mention the fourth one, which is self-protection preparedness. Self-protection starts basically with awareness, being aware of your surroundings. So wherever you are, indoors or outdoors, you should always do a quick threat assessment. So have a quick look around potential threats and potential exits. This might sound really paranoid to you, but none of this is about paranoia. Preparation isn't about paranoia. Being prepared isn't about being paranoid. Being observant isn't about paranoia. You can still be totally happy and have a very positive life, but actually have a plan. They don't contradict each other. There's no need to think that you have to be paranoid and on guard all the time. But you should definitely be aware of your surroundings, especially more and more with phones. I've spoken about in the past, we get stuck into our phones, our heads are down in our phones, and we're not paying attention to our environment. And suddenly, you walk into straight head first into being mugged. If your head is in your phone and you're not aware of your surroundings, you really, really do limit your options of survival in despite whatever the situation is that's occurring. So be aware, don't be afraid to do a little threat assessment. I find that one a little bit more natural to do because having worked in the security industry and martial arts for so long, it's probably second nature at this stage. I don't really think about it too much. Then regarding self-defense, I do think everybody should do some type of self-defense course. I do think everybody should be able to know some basic self-defense to be able to defend themselves and being able to defend loved ones. If you can tie in your self-defense training with the first one, your health preparedness, in other words, do fitness and self-defense, then you've got a double whammy and you're killing two birds with one stone. And that's the area of expertise that I'm involved in. Something for self-protection that's actually great for fitness as well. So that's probably why it's so popular, what I do on a daily basis. You should have a look at first aid as well. I'm supposed to say that in the health section, the health preparedness section. We should all know a little bit of basic first aid. Look, there's loads of things that you can do. As I said, it's up to you how far down the rabbit hole, how far down that path you want to become involved in. But it's very prudent to be prepared and to have goals for self-sufficiency, self-protection, health preparedness, and financial preparedness. It makes sense. You know it makes sense. So have a think about it. If all else, all I ever do is get you to have a think about your own, to stimulate your thought and to make any kind of positive changes in your life, then I've done my job and I'm happy with that. And I would absolutely love to hear your opinion. What did I forget? Which is probably loads. And what do you think, or what do you think I'm wrong about, or what do you think I'm right about, or what did I leave out, or how is it going to affect your life, or what changes are you going to make, or what changes what things are you already doing to ensure that you're prepared for when the shit hits the fan? Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.